I think the statistic is like 80% of the thoughts you think are negative. And if you ever really slow down to pay attention to what you're thinking, you'll start to pick up on that and be like, dang, I am a negative person inside of my head. And so I really want you guys to get in a room where you have someone that when you get into this endless cycle of negativity, that someone can snap you out of it and say, hey, that's not true. Let me offer you up a different perspective. Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Today's episode is sponsored by IrisWorks. You guys know I love and use this incredible software in my own photography business. I could not run my business without it. It's my one-stop shop for booking sessions, automating my processes, and giving my clients an exceptional experience. Some of my favorite features include their booking calendars for both my regular sessions and mini sessions, the workflows, and email marketing. Whether you are in your first year or 10th, you definitely need to get your hands on IrisWorks so you can work less and put more profit in your pocket. Head to brookjefferson.com/iris and use code Brooke in all caps at checkout to save 20% off your first year's subscription. Today, you are getting a kick in the pants slash encouragement episode because I really want to push you to actually hit those big goals that you have for your photography business. One of my favorite things about life is getting to show up here every day and encouraging photographers and pushing them to actually build that five-figure plus photography business that they're dreaming of. And I know that's your goal too. You want to be successful. You want to be able to work with ideal clients day in and day out and do what you love and get paid really well for it. And so that's why I am going to talk about the three things that you need in order to skyrocket your business. And all three of these things I constantly make sure that I am doing or that I have. I'm not teaching you anything or telling you anything that I don't do myself. I definitely walk the talk. So let's dive into those three things that I truly believe are the stepping stones of success, especially in your photography business. So number one, you need strategy. And not just any strategy, but strategy that actually works. I have pieced together strategy for photographers to follow. And when they follow it, they see success. And here's why. Because one of the things that I really try to do, not only as a photographer, but a photography educator, is I never want to be so far from the industry that I don't know what I'm talking about. I always want to be in it with you and beside you to where I am leading you the way. For some of you, I'm leaps and bounds in front of where you want to be. But for some of you, I'm only a few steps. But no matter what, I want to make sure that the strategies I'm teaching are up to date, meaning they're relevant to our industry and our world today. And two, that they're tried and true. I'm not gonna teach you anything that I don't already do in my business. I'm trying to make building a photography business easy, manageable, simple, and duplicatable. Is that even a word? I want it to be Not necessarily copy and paste, because there are certain things that I teach, a strategy that I show, that you're going to have to tweak it for your business. Because we all are running different businesses, different ideal clients, but you're getting the main backbone of the strategy, and then you're able to go in and add your own flair to it. So the number one thing that a lot of you are wasting a lot of time doing is you are strategy hopping, you're binging everything, but you don't even know what strategies actually work. And so it's slowing your growth. And when you are slowing your growth, it's going to feel like an uphill battle. You're going to feel burnout. You're going to feel the pressure, the frustration, the overwhelm. And I want you guys to get past that. So the first thing that you need is you need a strategy to follow to hit your goals. So whether that is me, whether that's coaching with me in the blueprint, whatever, or it's someone else, I want to encourage you to invest in strategy. I have since day one in my business, and it has gotten me leaps and bounds further than where I would have been. It's gotten me there faster. It's gotten me there without so many mistakes, and I was able to feel really accomplished. So the first thing, again, that you need is tried and true strategy. Number two is accountability. And this is where I have noticed that in the seasons I have a coach, I am almost always hitting my goals. I'm at the top of my game. I'm performing extremely well. And the seasons that I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't need a coach anymore. I don't need to join any programs. I feel like I'm good. That's when I realize that I procrastinate. My consistency is off. I'm not showing up. I have no one to ask questions to. And then I get stuck in my endless mindset cycles, just like you're struggling with right now. A lot of what is holding you back is, yes, the strategy that we talked about, but also it's your mindset. Did you know that the majority of your thoughts that you think about day in and day out are negative? How sad is that? I think the statistic is like 80% of the thoughts you think are negative. And if you ever really slow down to pay attention to what you're thinking, you'll start to pick up on that and be like, dang, I am a negative person inside of my head, right? And so I really want you guys to get in a room where you have someone that is pushing you every single week. That when you get into this endless cycle of negativity, that someone can snap you out of it and say, hey, that's not true. Let me offer you up a different perspective. So for example, most photographers that I talk to believe that they are in a saturated area. And so when they feel that way, they're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm one in 100,000. No one's going to book me. Why am I even doing this? Is it even worth having a photography business for all this? Okay, well, let me offer you a different perspective. Yeah, there's a lot of photographers out there, but very few of them are running legitimate businesses where they care as much as you do, where they have big goals. A lot of people see it as an easy way to make money, and then they get into it and they're not consistent and they never niche down and they get to be Sally down the street that does everything. Okay. So saturation is actually a really good thing. How many gas stations are in your town or in the next town over to you? Quite a few. Are they all in business right now? Yes, they are. Why? Because they all serve a different client and they also are a point of convenience for many. Okay, let's think about specialists and doctors, right? There's quite a few of those as well, especially the more the population is, the more doctors there are. Are they all in business? Yes, they serve different people. And you can go on and on and on. And what it signifies is that, hey, there are people that are purchasing your service. There are a lot of people that want photography. And how amazing, you know, amazing of the choice that they have to pick whoever they want to work with. And so you're going to find your right people. There are way more people around in the surrounding towns, especially if you're in a small town. I'm in a small town where we only had one stoplight and they just removed it last week. It's gone. We don't even have a stoplight anymore. That's how small of a town we are. It's crazy, right? So I want you to understand that there are way more people than there are photographers, meaning there is more than enough to go around. So that's an example of how a coach can change, or even the mastermind or a group of photographers, or even you guys can get in a group of photographers and encourage each other. You've got to be somewhere where there's accountability, where people can snap you out of that endless negative cycle, because we all go through it. I have a new business coach right now. I've only been working with her for 3 weeks. It'll probably be about 2 months by the time that you're hearing this episode. And it's been absolutely incredible. She has helped me so much with my mindset, my faith, my business strategy, all of it. And I am forever thankful. And I thrive on accountability, especially when it comes to working out. I want you guys to think about that. I also want you to think about this, kind of just popped into my head, and I feel like this goes with strategy and accountability. You know, for every other industry out there, cosmetology, medical field, teaching, all the things, everybody goes through training. Photography, however, yes, there's training available out there, but most of us are self-starters. We're self-taught photographers. And so we learn by just consuming what we can find. But I really want to encourage you to actually go through legitimate training, whether that is a business is your weakness. That's why I created the blueprint. If you find another educator's program that fits you better, that's okay too. But really invest in that training, because you're not exempt from needing accountability and strategy like every other industry on the planet. Okay? All right, so one was strategy, two is accountability. Number three, and we're gonna round this out right here. Number three is, drum roll, please, consistency. Yep, every eye roll just happened. I know, I get it, life happens, but you know what really supports consistency? Well, obviously, strategy and accountability, absolutely, but also having systems. Systems for organizations, systems for how to run your business, systems for social media, systems for everything is going to help you with that consistency. And so is time management. If your business is important to you, you will make time for it. There really is no excuse, whether you have an hour a day or 8 hours a day to work your business. If it's important to you, you're going to make it happen. And I think a lot of you are creating excuses, and it's so easy to do this when you don't have strategy, you don't have accountability, you feel really lonely and isolated in this industry, and you're just kind of doing it all by yourself. Way easy for you to not push yourself, stay in your comfort zone. You can continue to hope and pray and wish that something's going to change overnight. But if you don't do something about it, if you don't change something, isn't that the definition of insanity? Then nothing's going to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you hop off this podcast episode here in just a couple minutes and you go on about your day and absolutely nothing resonated with you and you don't take any new action, then don't think that magically overnight you're going to get different results. You're not going to. So, real quick recap. The three things that I promise you will skyrocket your photography business, your results, your dreams, your goals, all the things, is strategy that works, accountability, and consistency. And if you're missing any one of those things or all three, I'm your solution and I want to help you. I want to hold your hand. I want to help you get your hot mess express self organized, back on track, give you the systems, give you the strategy, give you the accountability so that you can truly hit your goals this year. We're only 3 months in to this year. You can absolutely crush your goals in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. You can do this. Don't talk yourself out of it. And there's one objection that I want to address right here. A lot of us sit on the fence because we talk ourselves out of things because of finances. And while that is a very real thing, but I just want you to sit with yourself. I know if you're still here, you're still listening, I'm still in your earbuds, you haven't hopped off yet. that I am really resonating with you right now. You're like, oh my gosh, she's talking to me. This is for me. Yep, I have chill bumps, all of it. Okay. You know that this is you and I'm resonating with you. And I just want you to sit with yourself and ask, what is the real reason that I'm afraid to invest or to take this next step? Keep asking why till you get to the root of it. And I'm here for questions. I'm here to help you navigate this. And I really hope that a lot of you, not a lot of you, but the ones that this really touched, that you pop into my DMs and you say, yep, this was the episode for me. I'm ready for the next steps. Let's chat about that information. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for taking time and listening to me all the way through. You are absolutely incredible. And remember, once you take these three steps, you're definitely 10 steps closer to those goals that you set at the beginning of this year. You can do this. Success is for you. You're not the exception. And I would be honored to hold your hand and lead the way. I'll catch you on the next episode.